Thank you for your kind word about our contribution. We pretty much honored to sponsor this very unique opportunity, and also I very much pleased to have an opportunity to make a short presentation about the current status of Japanese takeover rules and the implication on the Japanese corporate governance. I think I just want to cover two practical issues. One is, everybody talking about the committee system would be a better corporate governance system, which came from the United States. That's why the Japanese government is very keen to introduce a system and give the option to Japanese company so that Japanese company can become a committee system. So company with three committees, which is simply copying the requirement from the New York Stock Exchange. However, as Peter explained, that so far only a limited number of the companies adopted committee system. Why? Why not? I think that may be explained to some extent that some limits of the transplanting foreign system to Japanese system. And particularly, I think outside director or independent director, which will be a negative bearing on the expanding this system into other Japanese companies. And the second point is that the poison pill. Corporate Value Study Group, shared by the METI, explicitly explained that Japanese company can adopt the poison pill under the old commercial code. And that is also true under the new company law. However, currently, the most popular form of the Japanese defensive measure is the so-called advanced warning system, which is basically company require the acquirer, which intends to acquire more than certain threshold, in most cases 20%, to notify the company their proposal after that issue. And then if they do not follow the such request, then the company will take further action, such as the issue of the warrant. If the poison pill can be adopted by the Japanese company, why Japanese company do not adopt the poison pill, which seems more effective than the advance warning system? I think that is also somehow affected by the Japanese jurisprudence, which take into account U.S. system. Nonetheless, the Japanese court also thinks that there's some limit of the transfer of the U.S. system into the Japanese system. Peter explained that committee system, so I do not mention too much detail about this. One point is that the outside director, definition of the outside director. So outside means not independent as such. And in fact, New York Stock Exchange rule clearly mentions independent outside director, not the outside director or independent director. And the definition of the outside director is only mentioned that the person who are not or were not executive director, executive officer or employee. So for example, lawyer. So the lawyer who represent company can still become an outside director because by definition, they are not neither director or employee of the company. However, if that the lawyer receives a significant amount of the fee from the company, how we can assume that he is independent? And in fact, that is some fact which I happen to involve from like your case, Nippon Broadcasting has the two so-called outside directors, and one is a director of a Russian lawyer, and who are supposed to decide, involved in the issue of the work. And the company, made clear that, adoption of the warrant with, approved by the board including independent directors. However, once this matter brought before the court, the independent directors law firm represent the company, not the independent director, which indicates that the independence of the outside director is not strict as US lawyers think. So that is also one limit of the Japanese system, which it certainly has some bearing on the Japanese court determination of the defense measures. Before going to Japanese jurisprudence, I want to make a brief explanation about Delaware law. Although the professor Osugi mentioned that Japanese court may not affect or maybe really study the Delaware law, I think that the Japanese court did examine Delaware case law. I think my understanding should not be prejudiced by my involvement, because I prepared paper which submitted to the court twice in the Nireko and Raizua case. And of course, the court has a significant time limit in determining the case. I think the court is very keen to learn that the first ones are decided in the state. So I'm sure the Japanese court takes into account the development of Delaware case law on the defense measures. And as you know, Delaware court first has two tests, the business judgment rule and the anti-fairness standard. Business judgment rule is a presumption of that board will do in good faith and no mistake, basically. So court should not be interfered. That is a very beneficial to the management, because court will hardly challenge the board decision. On the other hand, anti-fairness standard is basically to require the management to prove the transaction is fair to shareholders, which burden of proof is very high. However, if you have to choose one or the other, when we decide adoption of the poison pill or other defense measures, there is a limit. So that's why I think there are calls to create new rule, which is somehow intermediary between the two standards. So that is the local test. So basically, director must show that there is a reasonable ground for a danger to corporate policy or effectiveness because of the shareholding by the unsolicited acquirer. And if director can show such threat, then the director can take the action reasonably in relation to such threat. And such burden proof will be significantly lightened if that determination is made by the special committee or independent director. So under the US system, the involvement of independent director is very important, which is significantly reduce the burden proof on the other board to adopt the defense measure. Then what happened to Japan? In Japan, before the Raizua case, there is only one test for the defense measure, so-called primary purposes. Everybody here will be aware of that. And however, this purpose test has two fundamental problems. One is purpose, that is subjective. So how you can prove, someone's mind. So therefore, the court will put on the emphasis on the cash meaning. So basically, if you issue the new shares to someone, friend, who are friends, the issue of the shares will not be struck out if the company can show there is a cash meaning. But that is, of course, a very black and white, or maybe too simple measure. And the secondary one is that money will not come later. So the primary purpose test cannot be applied if the primary purpose test must include the examination of the cash need. So therefore, like the case, I think the court has to create a new rule, however, which tests on the primary purpose test. they basically mentioned that if there is a contest for control, the corporation should not permit it to issue one to third party for the primary purpose of the preserving the management control. And, you know, it seems to me the court is, you know, willing to admit that the such, you know, primary purpose of the preserving management relatively easily. So, burden proof now is on the management. Management has to show any special circumstances that may justify the issue of the warrant from the protecting the corporate interest or shareholder interest. So it is, may not be the unical test as such, and of course the level of which I did not explain that it is more corporate sales situation. But the certainly move towards to their case. But there is a significant distinction if you see that Nireko case and Imensing case. Nireko case is the decision on the validity of the defense measures taken before the takeover patrol staff. So I think that if U.S. rule apply, then the Unocal test should apply, and relatively easily company can justify the issue of the work. However, in fact, the court struck down the work because that will be have irreparable damage to the shareholder. And because of the, there is no immediate threat to the company should basically seek the shareholder approval to adopt defense measures. And also in this situation, court basically allows management to buy time by adopting advanced warning system, which I explained at the beginning. So it seems to me that Japanese court put on more emphasis or more say or voice on the shareholders rather than the management. And I think such a determination is somehow affected by the non-existence of the independent director. I think that is one of the issues which prevent Japanese companies from adopting a committee system. Corporate Value Study Group is put on the corporate value to protect. So corporate value standard must be, taken into account when the defense measure is adopted. What is the corporate value is not clear. So it could include shareholders' interest, stakeholders' interest, and something else. And this may be a too vague concept. And court does not necessarily look into the such value. So the problem of the advanced warning system, which is adopted by many companies in difference to the corporate value study group view, is heavily relying on the determination of adopting actual defense measures such as poison pills will be made by so-called special committee. And the special committee will be normally consist of either independent director, not independent, outside director, or outside statutory auditor, or a professional. And, or outside director, in fact, are not independent. And the truth is, or more so, for the outside statutory auditor. Nonetheless, these people have a fiduciary duty to the shareholder, so the accountability is relatively clear. So if we can have a right person for this position, maybe we may be able to justify this mechanism is better than the shareholders' vote approach. My problem is that when the special committee consists from the external advisor, in fact, I happen to be a member of that one company's special committee, and I always think of under what kind of theory my determination will be warranted. And this is a more accountability issue. So I think, you know, basically, so that a shareholder can rely on the opinion of the special committee, I think the best way is that having, you know, independent outside director, not the professional. Timing is running, so I just make some closing. Pretty much mentioned that I agree with that Japanese system is modified by adopting the US law, and which is we cannot challenge. However, this is not the end of the story, because you know, as Dan explained, that US law itself is changing, and Japanese special requirement also requires some adjustment. Thank you very much.